Okay, we are now live and on air. This is your host, Reverend Adam Lee, and we're going to have a great show today. It looks like we've already got some callers in the queue. Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio, where we answer your questions and we give you the best spiritual guidance we can, leading you upon your path forward. We're going to be joined in by a special co-host in a little bit. When I see them in the queue, I will go ahead and bring them on air. And we may also be joined by our co-host Lolita today. We're going to go ahead and start taking customers in a moment. We haven't been on air for a while. We're going to be trying to be back on air at least once a week now and trying to get these shows on a regular schedule. So please stay tuned to our show for future shows that are coming out. If you want to, you could go through the Blog Talk Radio Show website, look up our show, Psychic Talk Radio, on there, and go ahead and subscribe to the show. This will give you updates for future shows coming out. Now, as we take on each customer today, we're going to ask you to have one question only, one-part questions only. What this is going to do is it's going to facilitate us enough time to try and get to as many people as we can on today's show. For those of you listening in but would like to call in to today's show, the call-in number, hold on, the call-in number is 323-642-1694. Once more, that call-in number for listeners and callers would be 323-642-1694. We welcome everyone to today's show. Let's go ahead and begin. Once more, it's going to be one question each, one-part questions only, please. Our first caller will be brought on in just a moment. I got to get the queue up here. Here we go. And just making sure we don't have our co-host yet in the queue, which she's not here yet. Okay, wonderful. So our first caller today is going to be area code 256. First three digits are 473. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hello, my name is Kimberly. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful today, Kimberly. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Good. And what would your question be today?
My question is about a relationship. The last time I talked to you, you gave me some insight and on it, and I've been working on myself, and I think I'm doing a little bit, I'm doing better, so I just want to know, at this point, you know, is it just best just to let it go all together, or?
Okay. Right now, the real answer to this is it's time to work on you even further. Obviously, that has not changed. You can leave that doorway cracked, but right now, I don't think you need to have it in your mind or within your space. At this point, the message is to walk away, and if it is meant to be, it will return. But right now, it's about your self-mastery and your self, and you know, stability.
Okay.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you for calling in, and you have a great evening, and continue to listen to the show. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, and we're going to get our next caller here in one moment. All right, our next caller for today, one moment, please. All right, our next caller for today is going to be area code 509-9810. 7. Hello, you are live and on air.
Hi, Rev. Adam. My name is Erica, and I'm calling from Washington State. My question is kind of odd. I'm just noticing, like, a little bit of details here and there, a lot more. I'm like, a bit more aware. And I realize sometimes during lunch at work, I go to my car, and I just eat there because, I don't know, because I need to make phone calls or whatever, take care of stuff. And and I don't get, like, really good service inside the building. So I do that, but I've noticed the other day that every time I kind of do that, there's always a bee coming in my car through the windows, and it just, like, wants to see what I'm eating, and then it just leaves. Like, I don't even fuzz or anything because I kind of think, like, if it's going to get me, it's going to get me, you know, like, sting me. And today
but
I didn't
try and
see one.
Mom, right?
Yeah, if there's a meaning into that, today I didn't see one, but I did see a fly bugging me at work here and there, and I don't know what.
Now, there is a meaning
anything.
Behind this, and to be honest with you, it will go a little bit deeper than what we can do here on the show, but I'm going to give you basically the gist of it, okay? Now, one of the things that I am sensing with you automatically is that you are kind of suffering from one obstacle after another in your life here. And you keep trying to fight. Don't get me wrong. You haven't lost that steam yet. And you keep trying to succeed. But every time you're getting close, something is coming and knocking you down. Now, I'm going to be very honest with you, and it's not something I'm trying to use to scare you, but it is something that you need to be aware of. Bees and flies, especially when they're consistently trying to come around us and within our personal space, that is a symbolic that you have what's known as a demonic attack, okay? And that is something that you will need to get taken care of. Now, bees themselves represent good things. They represent working as a team. They represent, you know, prosperity and abundance, okay? But when you have one that constantly comes up, especially within the car and the vehicle, that's really a symbol of demonic attack. So you have to know your symbolisms to really understand the difference between a good bee and a bad bee as a symbol here. So if you'd like, you can go ahead and find out my information through the description on the show. You could go to our website and you can get all the information there to contact me privately, okay? So you would need to go ahead and contact me privately. I also happen to be an exorcist. So to be honest with you, I really do know what I'm talking about. But thank you for calling into the show, okay?
All right. Well, thank you for the information.
Thank you. No problem. Okay. And once more, we're going to go ahead and check the queue here. Just give me one moment. Okay. Our next caller is going to be brought on air here. We are looking at the next caller as 646-756. Hello, you are live and on air.
Yes, hi. I just would like to ask this question. I'm like in a turmoil right now. I'm trying to decide. There's a project that I'm working on, and it's due by Monday, okay? And then I have to pay my rent. What are my guides saying? Because the rent, I mean, it's no big thing. I can pay that next week. If I do pay next week, will I be straining, or should I just, you know, I prefer to take care of the first project first.
Okay. The first question I heard is, what are your guides saying? And then you added to this question. Okay, with are you going to be okay? And ultimately, the answer is yes. But what you need to do is you need to let go of that fear, okay? That fear and that anxiousness is not going to provide you with the kind of mentality or peace of mind that you need to complete the project ahead, okay? Exactly. Now, through the terminal, what you need to do is just kind of raise your vibration and stay positive. You can get it done, but don't worry about the timelines. The timelines are there. They're necessary in some forms when you're dealing with certain things, but you cannot let it be a burden, okay? Focus on one step at a time, and you'll do fine.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day. All right, I want to make sure our next caller here. Our next caller today is area code 480. Hello, caller. First three digits are 809. You are live and on air.
Hi there. My name is Shiloh, and I'm calling from Phoenix, Arizona.
Yes, hello. How can I help you today?
I'm just wondering, I just recently experienced a pretty traumatic event, and I need to move now, like I need to move on, and I'm just wondering if you can see where I'm going or where I should be going, or, you know, just some guidance of what's going to happen.
Yeah, I've picked up on the situation here from what I'm gathering. One thing that we cannot stress enough right now is working on your self-recovery and your self-confidence, okay? Not to say you don't have any confidence, but there's some areas where we all lack that confidence. And sometimes I might have it in one area, you might have it in another. Right now, it's about rebuilding that confidence within yourself and trusting in the unknown. The unknown has never let you down, but it has given you quite a bit of scares before. So just remember to stay positive. Now, on this journey ahead, I want you to find your passion. What are you passionate about? And stick with that passion, because that is where your journey ahead is going to lead you, okay?
Okay.
Remember that rebuilding your stability right now is not just external, but also internal. If you work on the internal stability, the external will align to it and begin to manifest for the better.
Sounds good.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Our next today is going to be area code 480. First three digits are 519. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. My name is Michael, and I'm calling from California.
Yes. Hello, Michael. Welcome. And how can we help you today?
Yes. I had an accident anyways. I've got some insurance money that'll eventually be coming. And I'm thinking about a move closer to Santa Barbara, where a female friend of mine is. And I'm kind of thinking about, you know, in regards to being closer, and that way we can hang out more and so forth, and kind of see where that goes. I'm thinking about, you know, either my own place, rent a room. I was even almost thinking about buying an RV and kind of just living in that, because it's way cheaper than rent.
Well, it's a minimalistic lifestyle, yes. Okay, so what I'm going to tell you is message from spirit here, okay? What we feel, first of all, I got to ask you this, because they keep telling me you're own self-employed. So what are you doing for work?
Right now, I'm just waiting tables. I do have a business partner that we're supposed to launch, but again, I told him I can't wait tables and wait for this any longer, because physically after the accident, it's just too much. And I'm going, I'm looking in another direction for another sales job.
Yeah. Yes.
I think eventually he's going to get his act together and do his best that he needs to.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing from spirit. Self-employment is going to happen, okay? And it may come sooner than later. But when we are also waiting on another individual, we have to do everything within our power as well to make that happen. You can have another individual help you, but to be completely dependent on their movement forward is not healthy when trying to create a business. So remember, it's a 50-50 effort. Now, I'm sure you've done some of your part already. We're not trying to claim that you have not, okay? And to go back to your original question, this is kind of related because you're telling me, you know, you have to look at one to look at the other over here. What I'm seeing is that if you want to pursue that movement in love, it would not necessarily be the most unhealthy, but it is not the best idea at this time, okay? Now, what we're getting is we keep on hearing stay put and wait it out. But if you cannot do that or you feel too motivated to make this happen, what we feel right now, then, if you want to make this happen, definitely do it wisely, okay? Don't go in on something with them. Do something individually on your own like you're talking about, and you'll be okay. But we do feel you need some more stability before that can happen. So try and plan it out. Make sure you do it wisely. You have some money set aside, whatever it is you have to do to make sure that's planned out, okay?
Gotcha. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right, and thank you, everyone, for calling in. We're going to go ahead and take more callers here momentarily. What we want to do first is we want to announce the website for howpsychic.com. The link is in the description of the show here if you go to our page on Blog Talk Radio. Howpsychic.com, you're able to find many spiritual services, psychic readings, mediumship readings, all sorts of different services we have there, as well as spiritual goods. So please visit howpsychic.com for your private reading today. All right, we're going to go ahead and take on our next caller momentarily. I'm just checking the queue, make sure we haven't gotten our host in here yet, and I don't see them. Okay, so our next caller today in the queue is going to be area code 818. First three digits are 224. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi, my name is Diane, and I'm from
California.
Hello, Diane. Welcome. Hello, Adam. So, Adam, I am going to ask you a love question. I was in a relationship with a gentleman for quite a while, but not consistently. And just recently, we were together and things were good, and it didn't end well. And so we broke up just this week. Is this the final breakup? Do you have, if you can feel it, if you get an insight on that?
Okay, let me see here one moment, please.
Thank you.
Yeah, this guy, this person, is it a guy? Because I'm getting a masculine energy.
It's a guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't like to be wrong on that aspect, but you
sure.
know, and today you have to be an open mind, right? So
I'm
getting this guy here, and he has this, let me put it this way, there's an insecurity going on. And this insecurity is deeply rooted within the mother and the father and growing up and the experience that they had, okay? Now, what I can tell you is that it is not over. This is not the final one. They are going to show back up. They are going to try once more. However, I will tell you this, and I'm being perfectly honest with you. I don't like to tell just the good and tell people what they want to hear. I tell them the good and the bad, the ugly and everything in between, because it's the moral of what we do. In aspect, this guy is not changing. He does not want to change.
You're right.
In a place where he is comfortable and content with doing the same patterns over and over and over again. He has wanted to change only a little bit at a time whenever it best benefits well-being, okay, or convenience for him. And this is a person, while having a very good heart, also is blocked on the throat chakra, which means they have problems with communication. Blocked on the root chakra does not have any good stability going on, okay? Might have a little bit here and there, but, you know, just enough to get by, as we say. So remember, you are now trying to raise your vibration. You're trying to raise your level of manifestation. So as you're raising your vibration, he's staying at the same vibrational frequency. That's not good. If you continue down this path, he will be like a rock that continues to hold you under the water. Be careful upon your journey ahead, my friend, for you have a good one, but only with the choices you make.
Wow, I've got goosebumps. I love you. Adam, you are spot on. You are the authentic guy. You get
wonderful.
It.
Wonderful. Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you.
Love you. Love you. Love you.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye,
doll.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, wonderful callers today on today's show. We'll be getting to our next few callers here momentarily. For those of you that are listening in but would like to call in and don't have the number is 323-642-1694. And if you're listening in on the phone but you don't know how to get in the queue to ask your question, I believe it's pushing number one on your phone. Now, please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com. That's howpsychic.com for your private readings and services. Our next caller today is area code 863. First three digits are 289. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, no problem. Hello. Welcome. How can we help you today?
Well, I was calling to see, I'd like to relocate. I'm living in the Central Florida area, and I'm thinking of maybe moving up like the Panhandle, Pensacola area. I'm not really sure about that, so I wanted to see what you got around the relocation.
Panhandle is good, but I keep hearing Naples.
Oh, south.
Why? Yeah, I don't know how far south is that.
Probably 2-3 hours. Okay.
Okay. You know, Florida is my home state, too, but remembering different areas is difficult at times. I have a memory problem because I don't live in this world. I live in spirit for everybody. But Naples is coming up. Panhandle would be good, but I do feel maybe if I go towards the Panhandle, go up just a little bit further, okay?
Okay. Are you meaning up to
the
next state, or are you meaning?
Look like it will work. Huh?
Oh, good. When you said up a little, are you meaning still in Florida, or do you mean the next state up? Because you said up a little.
Next state up. Mm-hmm.
Oh, the next state up. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I wasn't expecting that.
I'm feeling it's time to venture, time to trust the unknown.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yes, it is.
Boom.
Yes, it is.
But
definitely.
Remember, if you trust in spirit, you will never be let down, okay?
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. All right. Well,
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye. All right. And let's see here. We have a couple more callers here within the queue. Our next caller is 610. First three digits are 390. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Oh, hi, Adam. This is Sonia. I'm calling in from the East Coast in Pennsylvania.
Sonia. Yes, hello, welcome. How can we help you today?
Thank you. Yeah, I had a good question here. I'm being considered for a position right now. I mean, I am employed in everything, but it was just a better opportunity. And I'm almost certain they're about to make me an offer because I just touched base with the hiring manager who I'll be working with. And I had a brief conversation along with someone else. This is like the third phone conversation we've had. And he've asked me for references and stuff. So he pretty much told me that he just selected me among there was another candidate, and he was his top preference. So I just wanted to see.
I'm getting a green light on this one.
Okay. You think it's going to be
like
a good offer?
I mean, I didn't catch that. I'm sorry.
No, you feel it's going to be like a good offer all around?
Yeah, when I get a green light, that means you're going to be happy with the turnout.
Okay. I mean, it was just, it's going to be a great opportunity because it's working for my home, and it's going to change my life in a lot of aspects. One of them is it's a long commute I have right now. It's the opportunity itself. It's technology I love working with. So it's a lot of different things, you know. And it seemed like nice people.
Well, it is a good turnaround for you, and I want you to trust that Spirit has guided this into your life, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right. And once more, please don't forget to check out howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. Once more, that is howpsychic.com, howpsychic.com. Our next caller today is area code 561. First three digits are 287. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'm just wondering what you see, if you see anything coming up for my love life.
Okay,
you know,
give me one
anyone moment
here. I'm sorry, if you're meeting anyone?
Yeah, anyone I'm going to like. Anybody coming up soon?
Okay, give me one moment here. Yeah, and from what I'm seeing here, you've been alone for a little bit now?
Yes, a long time, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. And you have raised your vibration. You have worked on yourself quite a bit from what I can see.
Yes.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Yes, there is a new love that's going to be coming in. What we're looking at here is at least about 25 to 30 days, so about a month, okay, out, and this person is going to be drawn to you, but you're also going to be drawn to them within that time span. But I don't want you dependent upon time spans because they can always change. Just know that it is going to be very soon, and it won't be drawn out or drawn too far out. Okay. What's going to happen here is that you are going to meet this person by chance, and it's going to happen when you're not expecting it and when you're not looking for it. Okay?
Oh, wow. Well, that sounds good. You see any
wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
I wish you the best with that, okay?
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All
right. So we want to thank everyone once more for calling into today's show. The call-in number is 323-642-1694. Anyone that would like to call in and ask a question can use that number. Now, for those of you that are able to go to our page on Blog Talk Radio, you can go to House Psychic Radio at prime time for today's page, and you'll see a link down there in the page for our website where you can access private readings with myself and other spiritual services. We offer a numerous amount of services through there, and if it's not on there but you want to know if we provide it, you can just go ahead and go to the contact us page, get my information, and try and contact me and ask that question. It looks like we may have a new caller here. Our caller is going to be 414. First three digits are 841. Hello, caller, you are live and on air.
Oh, hey, great day. I didn't think I'm going to get in this soon, but hi. Thank you for picking me up.
Whew. No problem. Thank you for calling in. How can we help you today?
You know, honestly, what I'm looking at, I have to just see some clarity on decision. I want to get ego out the way. So I want to get a higher focus on it. So,
a higher consciousness.
Yes. So I was dating someone that ended up dying. When they died, all kind of things, all kind of stuff came out the woodwork and out the ground and everything about him and some things that were going on. I feel confident that it was just more mess than anything, but now his family wants me to, they kind of alienated me at first, like I was the problem, and now they're all rushing back. I mean, I just want to know what you think
about
that.
First of all, let me ask you here, what cultural background was he?
He's African-American, Black African-American.
Okay. And are you African-American as well? Okay. And I'm, you know what, I'm having to ask that not to be, you know, on a negative vibrational level here.
I get it.
But one thing I keep on seeing is culture, culture, culture. And I'm like, why am I getting culture?
I'm very much into mine.
Okay. Now, were they practicing anything dark?
I think that the woman, I deal in ancestral altars and things like that. I'm a, you probably think about
voodoo.
Yeah, I do. I do that. I am involved in voodoo.
Okay, wonderful.
Yep, I do.
Okay. Now, you understand that I'm also a high priest, right?
I was just going to say, that's when I saw you, I was like, okay, there it is. Because I asked for an answer, and I said, there you go.
Yeah, I'm a root worker, conjured doctor, universal reverend, so I get it. And I do root work all day long for people, long as it's within the light. You got to keep it in the light, you know.
Yep,
you got to
like
have
me.
That.
You like
you gotta
me.
You got to have that God in there, you know.
Look, every now and then, I look a little dark. When she came at me, I was like, oh, hold it.
People get tempted, but you better stay in the light now, okay?
And
now, here's
the
thing.
I was ready to let her have it.
Yeah, here's the thing, hon. What I'm getting is that there was something, some kind of roots on him. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Okay. So what I'm feeling is these roots were strong, and there was a demonic attachment possession, and that took him out. That's what removed him from this world and sent him to the next journey, okay? And I do not feel that it has been cleansed off of you. I think you've tried to do a few things. You're good at what you do. Don't get me wrong. But sometimes when we're too close to a situation, we can't take it off ourselves. Now, what methods have you tried? And don't be too specific here. We don't want to give our secrets away.
I know, right? We want to still get paid, right? Well, I've done, you know, of course, I've done the bath. I did the house cleanse, house cleanse. You know what I'm talking about? The three steps.
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh,
so I did that. I did myself. I did a couple of kick you in the ass reverses with the lights and the candles. I'm cooking a cow tongue as we speak.
Ooh.
Oh, you ain't going to.
Well,
and I'm about to do a piss jar. I'm about to do a piss jar. See, that's why I'm saying I had to be nice because I almost.
Okay.
This shit that I learned a long time.
You see, that first bit, we're fine. But we're getting into the heavier work at the end from what you're telling me, okay? Now, that's not necessarily bad work, but it's one of those areas that can be very gray. Okay.
Yes.
And what I'm getting is we need sweeteners right now, not on them, but within you in general. Okay. You know the sweet baths that we do?
Yes. I took one of those the other day. Yeah. But
okay.
I got a call. Last
continue
night.
With
I took
the
it, sweetness. I got a call. Look, after I took it, I got a call.
Yeah, I know. But you know what they're doing is they're trying to remove and take you out as well. Okay? And we cannot let that happen. What you're going to need to do
I had the miscarriage.
Yeah, I know. What you need to do is you need to reach out to me. Do you have a pen and paper ready?
Because this is more
of an emergency for you. You need to reach out to me at my phone number, which is 443-319-3366.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we can get this taken care of, okay? But I want to do a private session with you because this is going to be a little bit deeper than what we can go through here on the show.
Okay. All right. So I shouldn't call back here.
Okay.
The auntie that's reaching out to me, I shouldn't reach out to. Correct?
Right now, why don't you speak with me first on the private session?
We'll get
into detail about it. But I want to prescribe to you a bath that is one of my own formulas I use, okay?
Okay.
It's kind of a combo between your sweetener and your defensive. Okay, and this is really good for anybody to do at any given time when they're, you know, needing a spiritual helping hand, as we call it.
What you're
going to do is you're going to use some chamomile, okay, some eucalyptus, okay, and I want you to get the salt, the honey, the milk, okay, and you're going to make a bath out of that. Now, you're going to know how to do that because if you're familiar with this kind of work, you're going to make it happen. Okay. I would throw in a little bit of cinnamon, which is abrasive to demonic activity. Trust me, as an exorcist, I know.
I remember.
Try and throw that cinnamon in there, okay? And that is going to help. Now, if you want to add the coconut, it's always good because it works on the head.
Yeah, that's the milk that I always use when I take a milk bath. It's the coconut milk.
Yep, that's why I'm saying it. All right. Well, thank you. And just give me a call sometime here after the show, and we'll go ahead and set you up. Thank you.
Okay, my love. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. I'm going to put you back on. Okay. Our next caller will be brought on momentarily, but I'm going to announce that we have a special guest today. Our special guest is Liz, and she's calling in as a special guest from Universal Energy Radio. I'm bringing you on air here, Liz. Here we go. Liz,
hi,
you're
darling.
On air. Hello.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Forgive me for not coming. Thank you, sweetheart. And, I had a work-related unexpected situation come up. So thank you for texting me. And I'm so happy I can at least join you on your show. And I was listening to your last phone conversation with the caller. And I'm like, damn, he's good. Hello. Where's my pen and paper? So that's wonderful. So I think you're really providing a wonderful service to your listeners. So that's great. I'm excited for you.
Thank you. So I wanted you to talk a little bit about yourself and, you know, what your history is with the spiritual world.
Sure. So for almost 7 years exactly, I think October is our anniversary month, I've had the great pleasure to co-host a show also on Blog Talk, supported and sponsored by Universal Energy Radio, called The Sum of You Show, and it's SUM. And I co-host with another wonderful resident of the Atlanta, Georgia area, Elisa Bangalin, who is an incredible intuitive numerologist and fabulous coach. I call myself an energy reader because I get pictures. I connect to people's energies. I ask permission to do that, and certain pictures and impressions come up with the willingness of that energy connection. Sometimes some mediumistic situations happen. Well, I'll pick up on someone from the other side. And it's just been this wonderful practice to embrace our innate gifts and abilities to see what could come up. And we've had listeners from the very beginning. We have listeners from all over the world. And this show used to be on 3 times a week, and now it's on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Standard Time through Blog Talk Radio. And what makes my approach unique is that I have a database of channeled messages that are, I call them like energetic fortune cookies. They're very, very short. They're the amount of a tweeter, of a tweet. So they're not more than 140 characters. And and what happens is I have the listeners pick their message. So basically, I connect to their energy. I have my database at the ready, and I just tell the listener, just take a couple of seconds, say the word pick. And then I tell them what message they picked for themselves. And then what's interesting is that each message has a number sequence associated with it. So I always tell Elisa what the number is, and then she'll also will give a reading based on the numbers associated with the message. Yeah, we go all in because someone could ask, and I'm sure you've experienced this, someone could call in with a question about, you know, my job, my this, my that, and then you'll just pick up on, like, something that happened when they were 8. You know what I mean? So it's very interesting where you kind of meet someplace in the middle sometimes. Of course, we want to address the question that's asked because obviously we're here in a state of service. But sometimes you're really serving when the energy is leading you to maybe ask a question or to say, explain to me why I'm seeing a barn. Now, I'm from New York City. You guys are in the Atlanta area. I do the show from the heart of New York City, so I don't know from a barn. But I will see a barn or what have you, and pretty much every time there's been an energetic recognition with these images or these symbols or these people that come through. So that's kind of what we do in a nutshell.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you, Liz. Are you willing to stay on and take a couple callers with me?
I would love to. Yes, baby, of course.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, we're going to go ahead momentarily and take the next couple of callers here. And if you would also like Liz's private services, you could visit our website at howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. Just get in touch with me from there, and we'll be more than happy to connect you. Once more, that's howpsychic.com. We're now going to go ahead and take our next caller. Our next caller is area code 858. First three digits are 755. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Oh, hello. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Hi, caller.
No
What's
problem.
Your first name?
How are you today?
My first name is Ann.
Hi, Ann. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Good. So Adam, could I just jump in here?
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay, great. So Anne would like permission. I would like permission to connect to your energy, please.
Sure.
Okay, great. So what's on your mind? What are you needing? What's going on?
Well, the summer was very difficult. Many issues around the family, but I was wondering if you see improvement in the next, September. And then the holiday season.
So you're kind of getting some anxiety with sort of what you know now it's September, and then we have all these holidays where sometimes we have to see people that we only see the same time of year out of obligation. Is that what you're talking about? Just anticipating what's
to
come?
No, I would like to see any positive changes in my life, maybe a new love or.
Let's focus. If you could just ask one question, because you're talking about family, now you're talking about new love. Let's just pick one question. What's the first question that comes?
A new love or something like that.
Okay. So you would like to know if there's new love coming into your life, correct?
Uh-huh. Maybe just any love, maybe.
Well, not any love, because you could have,
maybe someone that I know already. I'm not saying completely new person.
Okay. So I want you to just sort of line up with your energy, because the way that you think is very accelerated to where you are emotionally and physically. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like you feel like you always have to play catch up. Do you sometimes feel like there's not enough time to do things, or do you feel you have too much time?
No, I feel not enough time, but I think it's a way of going through this. It was like this in some, but I'm getting into different.
Right. So my question is, sometimes do you feel anxious, like you're not quite catching up to yourself?
Well, sometimes, it feels like
yes?
this. Yeah.
Sometimes, yes? Yes? Okay. Okay, so it's really starting with being clear and having a voice and articulating simply and specifically what it is that you want. Because I feel that perhaps maybe from your childhood or whatever, did you come from a very big family or an extended family? Were there lots of people?
No.
You were by yourself?
Yes.
Okay, now did you feel that you weren't seen or listened to?
No, didn't feel that.
I'm
kind of getting that too. I'm going to stop you right there for a moment.
Good, go ahead.
I'm also getting this lack and this feeling of lack mm-hmm. from her. So mm-hmm. I'm trying to find out, listening to this, where it's coming from. And we're trying
exactly.
to help you out here. We really are. But this feeling of lack is kind of overwhelming. And I do feel that love is going to happen for you in your life, to answer your question directly. But we also are trying to teach you here that you have to raise your vibration.
Right.
And you have to raise your confidence in order to achieve that. And the only way to do that is to forget about what other people think of you and to move past that. Because other people's opinions about you don't matter. The only one in your own life that matters is your own. Okay.
Right. Now, I got the picture of, and tell me if this makes sense, because I get pictures in my mind when I connect to people's energy, and I don't know what they mean. And this may not mean mm-hmm. anything to you, but this is what, maybe later after the show, but roses, flowers, a fence. Does any of that make any connection for you?
Roses. Well, sometimes I give people roses if I go to the party or something, but I didn't get any.
Okay, good. So you are confirming that roses are something that you have some sort of association or a connection. You said sometimes when you go to visit people, there's a party as a gift, you'll bring them roses?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's very specific, because lots of people, they'll bring wine. They'll bring, you know what I mean? So if I'm seeing a picture and I don't, right, and I don't know you, then I need you to have the willingness to sort of explore this with me. That's why I always ask the listener for permission to connect to their energy. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is a question that I have for you then, since Source is telling me this is the direction, the line of questioning to go with you, Anne. So with the roses, can you explain the circumstances or the type of relationships that you would be the giver of these roses? What sort of type of events or circumstances or people would you be making the effort to go to the store to get the roses? What are the specific circumstances or the occasions?
Well, it could be different occasions. Sometimes people give me roses. Sometimes I give them roses. It could be a birthday party. It could be just a quiet birthday. It could be
So
mostly
is this family?
Mostly family, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And mm-hmm. how do you feel the nature of your family relationship is today?
Well, we have a very good relationship.
It's good. Yes, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And I was
mm-hmm.
feeling that it was positive or at the very worst neutral, meaning not good or bad,
mm-hmm.
but certainly not bad. So, yes, that's supporting the energy that I'm feeling. I feel it's really about, and to give roses, which is so specific, is really an act of unconditional love or an expression of love. And I feel like I almost want you to buy yourself roses. I feel
mm-hmm.
like I feel like there's you
you
have
know, that, that's what spirit is driving
go ahead,
us
Adam.
To right now. And that
yeah.
is definitely where spirit is driving us right now. You need to show yourself love before you can receive it from others.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
right now I feel that you're giving these roses out to people, one, because you're expressing that unconditional love. You're trying to express your heart. And I feel that you feel as if you don't fully receive back what you project, okay? So just remember that right now, Spirit is trying to guide you to what you want, but in order to achieve that, you've got to trust in yourself more. You've got to love yourself more, okay?
Make
okay.
an investment in yourself. Invest in doing the work. So the next time you have to buy roses for somebody, buy some roses for yourself.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll begin to get on the right track, because right now, before anyone can commit to you or any passion, that has to be reflected. Right now, you're just neutral. You're not going forward. You're not going backwards. But you're not stuck. You're just in neutral. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, sweetheart. Mm-hmm. Well, it was so good to talk to you.
Good talk. Mm-hmm. Nice talking to you.
Thank you, darling.
Both.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Many blessings.
Thank you, and same to you. Thanks.
Thanks.
All right.
Adam,
you know, Liz,
I'm digging this. Look
great...
at you and I doing this together on a show. I'm digging it.
I know, right?
Yeah, hello.
You did a good connection
us.
With this one. I mean, the sometimes we get a little bit lost in this world, and we
mm-hmm.
feel the need for things to fill a void. And,
right.
you know, this person's a great person, a great individual, and unfortunately, she's not receiving back what she's projecting.
No.
So sometimes that can really be the case, and we just have
mm-hmm.
to remember that we need to just stay positive, keep loving ourselves in order
yep.
to manifest what we really want. And
you can't
we have
disappear.
To do our inner homework. We have to work on
yes.
ourselves. You know,
it's not cute. And the way that I compare it, it's like you're walking through the rainforest with your energetic machete,
right.
like Archangel Michael's mighty sword. We have to do the same thing.
Right.
We have to cut through the rainforest, the brambles of the thorns in our life, you know, because roses do have thorns,
mm-hmm.
but that's life.
Oh,
that's being human.
You know what? You're right. But guess who
yeah.
just jumped online here? I think you
okay.
know who this is.
Oh, I know who it is.
Uh-huh. Hello. You're live.
Hi, beautiful.
I'm so sorry that I was late, but I had a customer that's like my mom
oh,
and dad that showed up, and we end up talking, so I thought
cool.
I'd get the end of it. You guys are sounding like you guys are doing a great
funny.
Job.
That's fine
Thank
because
you.
I actually was running late myself because of a work thing. So Adam was flying solo, but I got to hear him do his thing, and then I just jumped on a call with him. So it's just is what it is. It's just we're being present in this
yeah.
moment
yeah.
and doing our thing, and it's wonderful.
Awesome. Do we have anybody else on the line?
I'm not sure if this is a new one or not. I think I might have taken it, but let's try this one out here. We have area code 646. First three digits are 756. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hello,
who's
caller.
This?
They're probably have already taken them.
Maybe they excuse themselves. Is the show going to 8 o'clock?
Yes, it is.
Okay,
uh-huh.
Well, that's all right then.
So,
okay.
Yeah. So for those of you that would still like to call in but are just listening online, the call-in number is 323-642-1694. You can use that number to call into today's show and ask your one single question.
I like how you say that, Adam. One single question. That's good. That's good. We should implement that
really
policy on our show.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's good. I'll take some tips.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Yeah.
There's only so much. I mean, this is really also like, you know, it's like a sample. Let's say you're going to get married and you go to the bakery and they give you like,
yes,
you know, three little bites of the different wedding cakes. We're just giving you samples.
Mm-hmm.
You go to Whole Foods, they give you a little sample. We're just giving you some energetic samples. That's all. And if you like it, then you buy it. It's like Melita.
I want to do a shout out for Lolita's Parlor here in Marietta, Georgia. If you want to find the address, you can Google us or go to lolitasparlor.com and check it out. But we have the most wonderful ice cream right here in Marietta, Georgia, around the corner. So if you're ever coming through Georgia or you're here in Georgia, please go over there. Check it out. You'll have fun. It's all Hershey's ice cream. It's all made in an authentic, old-school way. And we have many different flavors. So please enjoy.
I would go to her store all the way from New York City. That's how special her ice cream is. And this store has such a fabulous vibe. Like, when I go to my friends in the Atlanta area, I make it a point that we have to stop by. Actually, every day of the trip that I was there the last time, I think every day we went to her shop. That's how fabulous
it
is.
Yeah, you guys did.
Yeah, we did, actually.
Yeah, it's been a good thing. I want to share some news with you, though, Liz. As long as we have not a customer on the phone, but remember I was sharing with you the Walmart went down, closed down?
Yep.
We got a farmer's market opening up.
Thank you. And didn't I tell you, because I think you kind of got the news when I was there visiting, and I said, it's good that the Walmart is going.
Oh, absolutely. I was totally agreeing with you.
You were kind of freaked out. Remember I told you that?
Yeah. No, I agreed with you. Like, I was like, well, we're going to be okay because it's going to be bringing somebody on a higher vibration.
Yep. A farmer's market, because they're going to want to go to Lolita to get some artisanal. Just put artisanal over everything, they'll come. It's artisanal. I don't even know what that means. It's curated. You curate the flavors. You know how it's so funny, these buzzwords? It's curated. Oh, you mean you just picked the flavors? Yeah, I curated them. Whatever. But I think that's wonderful. You'll attract a great crowd. Oh, and congratulations. I think that's wonderful for the business.
I'm just totally excited. We just found out Monday.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great. So is there somebody waiting for us on the phone?
We've got one last caller on air as you were asking. Liz, you're the best. All right. So our next caller today is 917. First three digits are 538. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi. This is Nina.
Hi, Nina. Are you calling from New York?
Nina.
Yes, calling from New York.
Yeah, girl, I got a 917. I know where you're from. No, I'm just kidding. So, Nina, want to have permission to connect to your energy, please?
Yes.
All right, darling. What's on your mind? What's going on?
Work-related. Do you see me finding another job soon?
Wonderful question.
Okay,
I also want to know if I'm, you know, underpaid at this job or should I be getting paid?
That's interesting. That's interesting because the thing is, when you first asked your question, we did not know, you didn't reveal it, if you were working or not. And I said to myself, she already has a job. So you just confirmed that, but you feel like you're not getting paid enough, which is why you're looking?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Why? I'm going to... I'm connecting to your energy, but I'm going to tell you right now, just energetically, I'm now, again, sometimes what I pick up energetically has nothing to do with the question because it's everything to do with your energy, but I'm getting issues with, and it may not be you, it might be around you, energy with the issues with the lungs. Are you around any smokers, or did you know a smoker who passed away, or bronchial issues? Think about that.
Well, father or somebody like that?
Well, you tell me what comes to your mind, because I don't know you.
Grandparents.
Do they both smoke?
Yeah.
Yes.
Are they passed?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, I love how Adam, like, he's jumping in because he's like, he knows. Okay, good. Yeah, well, that energy is around you, and I don't know, it doesn't matter because time doesn't exist in spirit, so whether they passed away recently or a long, long time ago. Were you very young when they passed?
Yeah, my grandfather, I was young, and my grandma passed 10 years ago, about 12, 13
years
ago.
I didn't feel like it was fresh, but it's time to connect to them, to ask for energetic support in that regard. And maybe there was something about how they managed money, or how they were able to stretch a dollar, or how they were able to still have fun no matter what. There's something about their energy that is for you to look at. I'm going to pass this over to Adam, but I hope some of that makes sense to you.
Yeah, thank you, Liz, because I'm just itching on this one. You know, right now they want you to know that they're there and that you are supported. You've been feeling alone and on your own for so long. You don't feel that anyone's truly contributed towards your well-being, at least not, you know, with that complete stability here. And I do feel that there is something better out there. It is coming along for you financially, but you have to feel supported. You have to stay within your vortex of manifestation. What that means is you have to stay positive. You have to look at what you need to heal within yourself. Why are we feeling unstable? And yes, that could be related to not having enough money, but that's also not having enough, period. In our own lives, we always feel sometimes, if we're coming from this perspective, that we don't have enough. We don't have what we need. And you have to visualize that you already have it to manifest it, okay? I see struggle that's been happening financially now for over a year for you, maybe even a little bit more than that, but at least I can see a year. The grandparents are there to support you. They want you to know that the judgment is out the window, because when they go to the other side, there is no more judgment. They have no more point of views on a negative level. They come with nothing but unconditional love and compassion, and apologize for anything that they may have done wrong on this side when they were here. Okay?
Yes. May I add?
Yeah, go ahead.
May I add? Okay.
Yeah,
go
ahead.
Okay, so I want to add maybe to the point, did you ever feel like you always had to prove yourself when you were younger, when you're growing up, to your parents,
yeah,
to your siblings?
I feel like that's what I've been doing with this job.
Okay, so what you need to do is you got to find that worth within you. You don't have to prove anything to anybody in life besides yourself. That means you got to go back into a place of healing that resentment, betrayal within yourself. So start doing some affirmations of self-worth and value. You have to reshift your thinking and let go of the pattern that you have been wired, and release that. And just know that, you know, you are going to be okay. You are worth. You are love. You are a source being, and you have the ability to create. And you're on your way of creating a better job for yourself. So don't sit here and focus on the job that's not paying. When we're questioning, that's the ego speaking to get us off our path. It's okay. Always be in gratitude for the situation that you're in, because those jobs are there for you to learn something. They're always life lessons. So stay in your gratitude mode. Be appreciative of what they've served you for. and then shift your vibration. So start doing that homework within you so that way you can all of a sudden find another opportunity come your way. But you have to reshift your mentality and your vibration and heal.
But aren't people, like, understanding that I'm doing a lot more, that I'm doing a lot of work, that something is off?
It's not about having everyone understanding. When you live in the spiritual realm, no one can sit there and dictate what a person should do or not. Those are belief systems that we've created in our mind on how we should think, what people should do. The only person, the only thing that we all need to know is just that we're all on our own journey, and we have no right to judge what a person is doing or not, because in the eyes of everyone, that's what their soul is going through. And if you keep focusing on that, we're taking away the focus within ourselves, meaning that you have to go inward. You have to go inward and find those healings that you need to do within yourself.
Right. It's not the value that others project upon you that makes you worth this or that. It's the value you have for yourself. And that's what we're really trying to project here to you to help you understand. You will succeed. You will get that value in time, but you must shift that consciousness to achieve it. You must bring yourself into that confidence.
And so
I've asked like for two things and they were not able to give. I'm not going to ask for a raise because they won't give that to me. I know
don't
that
ask for anything. Don't ask for anything because this isn't going to be the job that you're going to be in forever anyway. So why invest?
No, it's not.
You know what I mean? Why invest in that? So a little thing that you can tell yourself, and I agree with everything that Lolita and Anna have been saying to you, but one thing that might help, especially when things are really funky, and look, we live in New York. Life is insane here. So I feel you, my friend. So when you're dealing with the day-to-day or the people at work or all this, you just tell yourself, it's for good reason that I'm going through this. And do you see how that automatically...
Liz, you're kind of breaking up on us a little bit here.
Hi, can you hear me now? Can you hear
me
now?
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, so a little mantra that you can say to yourself is that it's for good reason that I'm going through this. It's for good reason that I am experiencing these challenges. It's for good reason because this way you're reinforcing that you're energetically investing in yourself. You're strong and you're clearing your path. And then because the good reason is you. And that's an act.
Yeah, you're breaking up so badly. You're breaking up so badly that I can't.
Oh, no, I can't. I'm sorry. I don't know what to do about it. So I...
Oh,
you
I'm
still
sorry.
Can't hear me?
Now I can hear you better. Something.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Is that can you hear me now?
Yeah, a little bit clearer.
That's much better.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, I won't talk. Hopefully you just heard what I just said, that it's for good reason that you tell yourself that. I'll just leave it at that because it's annoying to hear the phone breaking up. So I'll just leave it at that.
And if you want a full debt reading, you can call any of them too. But one more note on my end. And when I life coach here, the situations that we are not caring for are just triggers. And always embrace your triggers because our triggers are a mirror of who we are internally. So saying the universe are showing you things that are not sitting right with you is because it's showing you that those things are not being healed. So reshift your perception on everything in life, no matter if it's true
like
or
I
not.
I have to take care of everything because nobody is really taking care of anything. And they want and expect changes, but nobody's really doing anything to change. And then I have to be the one facilitating the change because I want to make sure.
Time to remove yourself from that situation.
Well, it's also not time to remove that from your situation. It is time, but you also have to show the universe that you're learning from that because you can go from another job to another job. That same life lesson is going to go to the next job. So
follow
I'm sharing
you
with you that stop focusing on what they're doing. You need to reshift your perception. And we're going to have to leave it with that. Just embrace it, appreciate it, be in gratitude with everything.
Mm-hmm.
And just know that your journey is going to continue on. But you must show yourself in the universe that you're healing in order to create.
And the last little tidbit that I'll leave you with, like when you're at the job or whatever, like instead of like saying angels help me this, that, you know, just say angels, guides, whoever, just be with me. Just come to the job with me.
Yep.
Just hang out with me.
Yep.
And that will just take pressure off of you and that you won't feel so isolated. And you'll see everything will reflect and go a lot smoother. And remember, if you believe that miracles are possible, even at your job, miracles are possible.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
True.
And believe. You got to believe. But it's all about, you know, knowing the appreciation of what life is all about. If we didn't have these new energies, we wouldn't be able to create or manifest and actually heal ourselves. So this is just the universe saying it's time to rock and roll and get going within yourself. That's all.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. You got this.
Yeah. All right. I think it's that time, you guys.
Yeah, it is.
Yep. Well, thank you for calling in, everyone. And thank you, Liz. And thank you, Lolita, for calling in today.
That was so
much fun.
Thank
you. Thank you.
Thank you. Good
appreciate
luck.
You guys.
Thank you.
See you in the city.
So once more, shout out to Lolita's father here in Marietta, Georgia, ice cream parlor. Wonderful Hershey's ice cream over there. Please don't forget to check it out. For those of you that would like a private reading, please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com. That's howpsychic.com. You can contact us through there. We want to thank everyone for tuning in, listening, and calling in to today's show. Many blessings, love, light, and good night.
Good night. Love you guys.
Good night. Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.